I want to start by just saying thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be with you this morning. And Marcel, thank you for trusting me to come and to speak with your men yesterday and this morning. That means a lot. So thank you very much. And I want to say, Andrew, thank you for being from Ireland. It's just a beautiful way. And you said my favorite Irish word, great. You did a... I know, I'm Scottish, but I love the Irish accent. I thought I was at a Wren Collective concert this morning. It's great. When we were doing Be Thou My Vision, I thought, oh, it's Van Morrison as well. So, oh, it was a great morning. You really blessed me. So, I don't even know where to go from there, but thanks, brother. So, I am really excited to share with you what I believe is one of the most profound and powerful truths that we can get a hold of. And many Jesus followers don't necessarily understand this truth. We don't really get a hold of the Father heart of God, and it's transformational. We talk a lot about Jesus, which is phenomenal, and we can miss the Father. And so I want to, hopefully, by the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, help us all understand a little bit more of the Father heart of God and what that means for each one of us. But I know when I'm in your seat and there's a guy standing up at the front that you've never met before, there's a little bit of, well, who is this guy and where does he come from and all that. So I thought I'd give you just a glimpse into my family. So this was actually just taken 2 weeks ago at a wedding in Vancouver. We were down here for a wedding. So this is my wife, Anne. Anne and I have been, I'm getting choked up talking about my wife. That's not supposed to happen. We've been married for 33 years. And we met in high school in North Vancouver at Handsworth Secondary School. I don't know if there's any ex-Handsworth people here. All right. I knew there was something about you I liked. So yes, Ann and I have known each other for 33 years. This is our oldest son, David. He's 25. He lives in Ottawa and works on Parliament Hill. He's working with a Christian member of Parliament there and following Jesus in the epic adventure of his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And this is our son, Benjamin. He's 24. He lives in Kelowna, not at home. He lives with four buddies. And he's a nurse and works at Kelowna General Hospital on the surgical ward, and is just taking courses to get into the operating room. He wants to be able to help cut people open and make them better. Best day of his life, he came home, he said, Dad, we did a hip replacement. It was the coolest thing. You cut them open and rip it out. And I can't do that. Anyway, so he's excited about walking with Jesus in the epic adventure on earth as it is in heaven as well. He's just been selected to join Samaritan's Purse DART team, which is the disaster assistance response team. When there's a disaster, they send this immediate response team. So he's looking forward to getting the call whenever that happens. And it's just they go for 4 weeks and come back. So anyways, that is my family. And I remember, well, I should say, in my role, I'm in business, as Marcel had said. I'm an entrepreneur, and now I've sold my businesses, and I work with leaders. I get to come alongside CEOs and entrepreneurs and executives and help them lead, empower them to be better leaders, and then also have a ministry to Christian men, wholehearted men, we were here yesterday. And I've had a lot of titles throughout my life in my business and career, but the favorite title that I carry is Father. There's no greater privilege than being a dad. And I remember when our first son was born, and you love all your kids, but that first one is the first time you've experienced all of this. So you may remember your first one. I remember David when he was born, and you know, they wrap them up in that little blanket. They look like an artillery shell. When the doctor handed David to me, I thought, he looks like an artillery shell. Which I didn't say out loud. My wife wouldn't have been blessed by that. But I remember just holding him like this and staring into his little eyes and looking at him saying, David, I am your daddy. I love you.
and we're going to do life together. We're going to share adventures together. I'm going to teach you how to walk. I'm going to teach you how to talk. I'm going to teach you how to ride a bike. I'm going to teach you how to ski. I'm going to teach you how to water ski. We're going to teach you how to swim. We're going to climb mountains. We're going to do adventures. And I'm picturing all of what it means to be a father walking with my son, sharing my heart. And it's total delight in him. And he's done nothing. He's just there. But delight is there. And the father heart is delight in our children. And it was a profound moment for me when he was born. And then throughout both their lives, partnering with them, what does it mean to walk together? What does it mean to walk with God? What does it mean to love each other? What does it mean to grow and become good men? And there's that delight that a father has toward his children. And years ago, when laptop computers had DVD players, do you remember that? However long ago that was, I remember I got my first laptop computer with a DVD player, and I thought, I can watch movies on my computer. It's just so cool. And I'm on a flight, and I pulled out a movie, this movie here, called We Were Soldiers. And I'm looking at the cover. I hadn't seen it yet. And you'll notice on the cover, it says, fathers, brothers, husbands, sons. And it's speaking to all the kinds of men that went off to war. Their fathers, their brothers, their husbands, their sons. And I looked at that, and the Lord whispered in my ear, and he said, yeah, wrong order. And I thought, what? What does that mean? So I started to just unpack it with the Lord. Okay, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by this? And he began to show me that there's actually a progression in our lives, and it's sons, brothers, husbands, fathers, daughters, sisters, wives, mothers. There's a progression, and everything that we are is built on the foundation of sonship and daughtership. Because that is our core identity. And when Ann and I were after we were married, first year of marriage, we went to Bible school for a year. And there was a gentleman from New Zealand, Ron Trudinger. And he looked like he was about 80 years old at the time. He was a great fatherly figure, actually a grandfatherly figure. And I know some of you are super impressed with my accents now. Because I'm thinking, I'm doing a pretty good Down Under accent right now. But here's why. Ron talked on the Father heart of God. So in my mind, that's all I hear, the Father heart of God. Dave, you've got to discover the Father heart of God. I said, well, Ron, what does that mean? Well, the Father heart of God is before everything else, you're his son. That's what everything's built on. Men suffer from a performance mentality. We perform to try to prove that we're valuable. But you need to discover the Father heart of God. You're a son, and your Father delights in you. And it sent me on this journey to discover the Father heart of God. And I believe all of us need to go on this journey to discover the Father heart of God. Because the foundation of who we are is sons of God and daughters of God, which means we have a father who delights in us. And demonstration of this is Jesus' baptism. So Luke 3, verse 22. If you've got your Bibles, please open them up. So Luke chapter 3, verse 22. We know the story. Jesus is getting baptized. He's getting baptized to fulfill all righteousness. He goes down into the water. When he comes up out of the water, God speaks audibly, out loud so everybody can hear. And God can say anything right at this moment. He can say, hey, this is the Savior of the world. This is Messiah. this man is going to change the course of history. He's the fulcrum of all of history. Even though he was at creation, he's going to change the course of history. He's powerful. He's going to break the power of the enemy over mankind and set you free. He could have said any of that. But what does the Father say? When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased." Jesus needed to hear the affirmation of his Father. The Son of God, who is God, three in one, needed to hear the validation and affirmation of his Father saying, "You're my Son. I love you and I am so proud of you." It's a father saying, "That's my boy. I love you. I love you. I'm delighted in you." Jesus needed to hear that, and we needed to hear the Father affirming Jesus. Because that's the Father's heart toward us. He delights in us as his children. And this is a huge issue. Men, I want to speak to you first. If as men we don't understand the validation and affirmation of the Father, if we don't know that our identity is built on the truth that I'm a beloved son of my heavenly Father, if our identity isn't built on that, we're always trying to prove ourselves. And we think we're only as good as we perform. It's a performance-based mentality. And we're always trying to prove something. We're always trying to earn something. And we take our question, am I valuable? Am I significant? Am I worthy of love? Do I make a difference? Do I have a strength that's going to make a difference? We take that question, instead of hearing the validation of our Father, we take it to our work and we take it to a woman. And we think that either of those is going to validate me and turn my question mark into an exclamation mark. That's called idolatry. We're looking for life outside of our Father. And ladies, it's the same thing. If you don't know you're a beloved daughter of your Father, that your daddy delights in you, you look for that in men and in work. Make yourself useful, dutiful, whatever, and your man completes you. And men, your woman completes you. How many of you have ever seen the movie Jerry Maguire? Do you remember the scene, the famous scene, when he comes back, realizes he's been a bad guy and he needs to reconcile with his wife, and he says, tearfully, "You complete me." And she goes, "Oh, you had me at hello." Sadly, we believe that's true. That my wife will complete me, my husband will complete me. If I can only get a man, he'll complete me. Man, if I can only get a woman, she'll complete me. That's called idolatry. Only God completes us. And yes, then he brings us together that we can be greater. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. That we learn and grow from each other. But it's only God who completes us. Only our Father who completes us. And if we're looking to be completed by someone else, that's called idolatry. We're worshiping someone as opposed to God. And that doesn't end well. I've just seen a 25-year marriage breakup. The wife has left the husband because she has been looking to him to complete her for 25 years and realized he doesn't. He can't. He never can. No man's perfect. No man can. She's got to discover the Father heart of God. But she's going to do her own thing. Find happiness somewhere else. this truth is so powerful and profound. It changes who you are, and it changes how you live. It changes how you relate and interact with people. When we discover the delight of our Father, that we are His beloved children, now there is a strength, there's a true strength. There's not a pretend strength. And there's a lot of men I've met who have a pretend strength. And you can tell it's a pretend strength. It's called the poser, the puffer fish. And you can tell men who have a true, authentic strength. They know who they are. I'm my daddy's boy. He delights in me. And the strength I have is His strength in me and through me. This is a profound and powerful truth. So what is the Father's heart toward us? Jeremiah 3, verse 19. The Father says this. Oh, we're a little delayed in my... Jeremiah 3, 19. God is pouring out His heart to His people. And you can hear the pain in His what He's saying. And the Father says, the major prophets. Here's how I remember the major prophets. Any of you used to watch the Beverly Hillbillies years ago? You remember the story? Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed. Well, what goes through my head when I go to the major prophets is, let me tell you a story about a man named Jeled. Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. Did you catch that? That was a total diversion. My apologies. Okay, I myself said how gladly I would treat you like my children and give you a desirable land, the most beautiful inheritance of any nation. I thought you would call me Father and not turn away from following me, but you did not. Do you hear the heart of God saying, I thought you'd call me Father. I thought you'd want to be in that relationship, father and children, knowing my delight in you. I got a beautiful land for you. I've got inheritance. I've got future. I've got hope. I got life. I want us to be father and children, that you know my delight, that you love me. We commune, we engage, we interact. But you didn't call me Father. You went your own way and chose sin instead as a people. And God's inviting us to know Him as Father, to delight in Him as Father, to respond to the invitation, to say, yes, I want to know you. And it's interesting. Jesus, there's a song many years ago that was one of my favorites called It's All About Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And I want to say, I don't believe it is all about Jesus. Jesus is the only way that we can know the Father. Jesus paid the price that we can be set free from that which holds us in bondage to sin, death, and the enemy. He sets us free by His death on the cross and the resurrection. He is the way, the truth, the life. We know that. But what does Jesus say? He said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus came to reconcile the children of God to the Father, that we might know the Father. And what does He say? If you really knew me, you'd know the Father as well. And now you've seen me and you know the Father. Jesus came to say, hey, children, let's get back to the Father. Let's understand the Father's heart. Let's respond to the Father. Let's know the delight of the Father in His children. And Jesus has come to make the way so that we can discover and experience the delight and the love that a father, that our Father has for His children. In Galatians 4, verse 6, I love this. It's the Message translation. You can tell for sure that you're now fully adopted as His own children because God sent the Spirit of His Son into our lives crying out, Papa, Father, Daddy. And the NIV translation is Abba, Father. I love this. Papa, Father. In fact, my wife and I, as you see, our kids are older. Someday we're going to have grandchildren. But we don't say that in front of our sons because it puts pressure on them to actually find a girlfriend and get married and then have kids. But I've already decided I want to be called Papa, as a grandpa. There's just something about that. And actually, I was just over in Africa with five business leaders, and we were working with Burundian Christian business leaders to understand more about leadership and business, to know that they're in full-time ministry as business people, that they're kingdom ambassadors in the marketplace. And I realized, and they speak a language called Kurundi, and the Kurundian word for God is Papa. Father is translated Papa. So I love this. Papa, Father, doesn't make that privilege of intimate conversation with God make it plain that we're not a slave, we're a child. Like we sang this, we're no longer slaves to fear. We haven't been given a spirit of fear, slaves to sin, but we've been invited into the family of God as His beloved children, that we might know the Father, know the delight of the Father. So Jesus has come to create that way so that we can know the Father and we can experience Him. But oftentimes, we sort of stop with Jesus. And we have this relationship with Jesus and we know Him and love Him and experience freedom and wholeness and all of that. And there's more. The Father heart of God. And actually experiencing our Father, validating us, like He did with Jesus at His baptism. And it's a journey that we walk in, a journey of validation. I remember we go back to Bible school when Ron Trudinger said, Dave, you got to know the Father heart of God. So that night, I got in my car, I drove out off the campus to a cul-de-sac, I parked in my car and said, Father, I want to know the Father heart. Would you help me right now? Fill me with the Father heart of God. Show me what is this. I want to know you as Father. I sat there for 2 hours, and for the most part, nothing happened. And I thought, what's going on here? And I realized this is a journey, and God speaks to us in intimate ways, on multiple occasions. And I could walk through story after story after story, how the Father has just spoken to me on unique occasions. You know that still small voice, whispering, validating, confirming. And there's actually, when we do the men's ministry, there's one point in the weekend where I'm often standing off to the side, a video is playing and I'm about to go on, and it's one of the final parts of the weekend. And I often get the sense as I'm standing off to the side that my Father just comes up, puts His arm around me, gives me a squeeze and says, I love the way I made you. And when we hear the Father say that, it does something to our core. And for each one, He says, I love the way I made you. You're unique. How He's crafted each one of us. To hear the Father come alongside, put His arm around you and say, I love the way I made you. I love who you are. Like He did with Jesus. This is my Son. I love Him and I'm so proud of Him. Ladies, virgin. The Father to come alongside you, put His arm around you and say, I love the way I made you. I love the way, I love who you are. I delight in you. Guys, same thing. We need to know that we men, and I want to speak specifically to this, the only way we can truly be a father and a powerful man is to be a son, to know that we're a son, to know we got a papa who delights in us, and real strength comes out of that, and our ability to truly father and give and serve and lead with authentic strength. Because we're God's children, His heart toward us. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. In the NIV, it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I've drawn you with loving kindness. In the Message, says, I've never quit loving you and never will. Expect love, love, and more love. This is the Father's heart toward us. Love, love, and more love. I've loved you with an everlasting love. I've drawn you with loving kindness. This is the heart of our Father. He delights in us. And yesterday, we talked about a truth that as men, we've got to get a hold of. And ladies, I believe we've got to get a hold of this truth as women as well. I know for men, by and large, most men think that God's heart toward us is more disappointment than delight. I'm disappointed. You're not quite what you should be, what you could be. You know, you could be a better man. You could pray more. You could X, Y, Z, whatever it is. Not good enough, not good enough, not good enough. And we think that God's heart toward us is disappointment, not delight. And I would suspect, ladies, that you may suffer from the same malady. You're just not quite enough. You don't measure up. So what do? We try harder. Because God's really disappointed in us. But that's not true. That's not true. That's a lie from the pit of hell that's meant to keep us from understanding the heart of our Father who delights in us. The truth of Scripture says that God actually delights in us. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. Zephaniah 3, 17 talks about how God actually rejoices us. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you in his love. He actually rejoices over you with singing. Okay, let's just chew on that for a little bit here. Let's go through it here. I'll put it up here so you got it. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. Okay, great. He will take great delight in you. Okay, just that. It's not the Lord your God is with you and he's pretty disappointed, but he's confident we can get over that. That's not what this is saying. The Lord your God is with you. He's mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He'll quiet you in his love. And it ramps it up one more time. He will rejoice over you with singing. Yeah. Yeah. That's a hooah. Ladies, we'll just explain that. There's a military expression called hooah. And it's meant to be deep and guttural. It's hooah. And what it basically means is amen. You're saying, yeah. So God delights over us. Is that a hooah? Oh, come on. We got a little more power behind that. Is that a hooah? Yeah. God delights in, and not just delights, he rejoices over us with singing. So whatever you're wearing today, that says I'm not good enough, that says I'm a disappointment, that says, you know what, I just don't quite measure up, I'm not good enough. You need to say, that's a lie. What is the truth? The truth is that God delights in you. And so much so, he rejoices over you with singing. And I'll tell you this, if you ask him to hear the songs he sings, he'll let you hear them. Absolutely. I've heard 4 different songs. And here's what's happening. I'm listening to a song, and I start to get a little emotional. You know how sometimes music just moves you? You think, oh, man, what's going on? Whenever I feel the emotion, I know the Holy Spirit's up to something. It's kind of a litmus test. And I go, okay, Lord, what are you saying? And he just whispers, Zephaniah 3:17. Oh, are you singing this song? Are you singing this to me right now? Yeah. Any of you know who Jack Johnson is? Jack Johnson, popular singer. One of the songs he's got is Better Together. Great song. Just talking about, you know what, we're way better together. I'm listening to that. I'm starting to get emotional. I'm thinking, why am I getting emotional listening to Better Together? Hear the little whisper, Zephaniah 3:17. Oh, Lord, Father, you're saying we're better together? Yeah, you're getting it. Oh, thank you. And then I just drink it in. Papa, thank you. You're saying we are better together. Thank you. There's an old 70s song by Andrew Gold called Thank You for Being a Friend. I don't know if you remember that. I'm out for a prayer walk. I'm walking, I'm praying, and this song is going through my head, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm trying to focus on prayer. What's going on? And this, thank you for being a friend, is going through my head. What's going on? I sit down and say, Lord, you know, what are you saying? And I just hear, Zephaniah 3:17. Oh, are you saying this to me? I pull up the lyrics. I actually pulled it up. I'm listening to it. And as I listen to it, I start getting a little emotional. Oh, Papa, you're saying to me, thank you for choosing to be a friend of God. We could have chosen to be an enemy of God. And he's saying, you're my friend. You've chosen to be a friend of God. Papa, thank you. It's these little things that we just listen to the heart of God. And if we ask, we'll hear the songs. And there's another truth out of this that I want to finish with. He rejoices over you with singing. That means he takes joy in us. Have you ever prayed that the Lord would fill you with his joy? The truth is, you are the joy of the Lord. We are the joy of the Lord. Our Papa rejoices over us. Yeah, and parents, you know, your kids, yeah, man, I delight in you, and there's a joy in that. Our Papa delights in us. We are his joy, and when we get the truth of that, how does that make us feel? Yeah, yeah. I got joy when I know my Papa, I'm his joy. And Hebrews 12 says, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's run with perseverance the race set before us, etc., etc., etc. And it says, Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross and suffered the shame. What was the joy set before Jesus? Us, redeemed, set free out of the chains of sin, children of Papa. We're his joy. Can you just turn to the person next to you and say, hey, you are the joy of the Lord. It's true. Now turn to somebody else and say, hey, dude, I am the joy of the Lord. And then say to them in an Irish accent, and that's great. So what's the goal? Here's the goal. Again, from the message. I've got NIV here. Let's read it off here. This resurrection life you've received from God, it's not a timid grave-tending life. That's not what we're called to. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, what's next, Papa? I know you delight in me. I know I'm your joy. That gives me joy. Papa, we're in this together. Let's do the adventures. Same way with my sons. Oh, I'm going to teach you how to ski, climb mountains. We're going to travel. We're going to all this stuff. What's next, Papa? God's Spirit touches our spirit and confirms who we really are. We know who he is, and we know who we are. Father and children that he delights in. When we get this, it transforms us. We can know Jesus and still miss this. It's another level of truth. And it simply starts by saying, Papa, I want to know your delight. Would you help me to discover your heart toward me? The Father heart of God. Help me to know you as my Papa. I would love to pray for you this morning. So if you'd love to be prayed for, I want to pray that we can discover the Father heart of God. Why don't you stand and I'll pray for you and we'll just ask the Father to begin this journey for us and with us. Father, thank you. Papa, thank you that you are crazy in love with us. You delight in us. You take joy in us. You rejoice over us. We are your joy. Father, would you help us to get a hold of that? So we invite you now by your Holy Spirit to begin to show us, help us to see, open the eyes of our heart to see, help us to hear you whispering to us, help us to get a hold of this truth in your word, that we would chew on this and meditate on it, we would understand the truth of it, that you would reveal the depth of it to our hearts. And I bless every single one of these people here this morning, and I ask, Father, that you would surprise them with your delight and with your goodness, and they would recognize it's you, that you take great delight in them and rejoice over them with singing. Open our eyes to see the truth that our Papa delights in us. We love you, Lord. We're so grateful to be sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus, we're so grateful we can pray that you've made a way for us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for being here today. May God richly bless you. There's coffee and cookies out on the patio. There's somebody at the information table. So if you want to sign up for food or find out any more information, please do that. Other than that, have a wonderful week. May God richly bless you.